Yeah, what a beautiful song that was, huh, folks? Under the Shadow of Your Wings. You know, I want to share something in light of that tonight. Kind of want to ask you, have you ever found yourself feeling unsettled, maybe even a little anxious in a moment that you couldn't quite control? Maybe in an airplane, like I was mentioning before we hit the record on. And before I played that song, I was traveling up here to Seattle, Washington, and I found myself getting a little bit anxious, especially ascending up into the sky. You know, somewhere in that stillness, as the plane stabilized in the skies, I felt just the touch of the Father's hand. And he whispered into my ear, "You are safe under the shadow of my wings." I got to tell you something, guys. God's protection, no matter what we're going through in life, is real and present. I wanted to start tonight in a verse in Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 4 says, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." And this verse doesn't really speak of theory. It speaks of the reality that you and I live. God's protection isn't some metaphor that we throw around during one of life's storms, if you will. It's the refuge we run to, where our heart can rest even when everything around us is in motion. So take a moment and maybe reflect back on this. What situations in your life today, maybe even, are causing you to feel either anxious or maybe a little bit unstable? I'm going to kind of go over this idea of wings, the image of wings. Because, you know, the Bible often uses the image of wings to describe God's presence. But why wings? Why does God use this image of wings? Well, two ideas. Wings are both powerful and they're also gentle, because they protect, they shelter, and they lift. We're going to go to Psalm 17, verse 8. I mean, I'm sitting out here in the public eye here, out in the middle of University Village by the University of Washington, and I can feel God's presence, even though that there is people walking around me. God is still here. It's on Psalm 17, verse 8. It says, "Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings." You know, David prayed this during a time of intense opposition and pursuit. He didn't ask God to take away the trouble. He simply asked for shelter. And this is where we can rest as well. Not always from the storm, but in it. You know, sometimes the fear that we're facing isn't in failing necessarily, but in rising. It's in the unknown of being carried upward into something unfamiliar. Because when you rise up above a familiar circumstance, that requires change. And change within the human condition is uncomfortable. Right? It's unfamiliar. But you know what? Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee." And it kind of goes on from there, but the point is, when God carries us, he doesn't do it roughly. He doesn't launch us into chaos. He lifts us gently but firmly, and always with purpose. So maybe ask yourself now, are you resisting something God is trying to lift you into? I think every person that's born again has gone through that at one time or another. So, going back to the metaphor of the airplane, Once the airplane stabilized, I realized how similar that was to our spiritual lives. You know, the takeoff might feel unsettling, but the peace comes when we remember who holds us. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. The enemy of our peace is not just trouble, it's distraction. But when our minds tell us to stay on the Father, we remain stable, we remain unshaken. You know, maybe you should spend a minute from time to time simply repeating to your heart, I trust you, Lord. I trust you completely, fully, 100%. You know, Jesus used this same type of imagery when speaking to Jerusalem. And in Matthew 23, verse 37, the last part of it goes, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. You know, Christ's heart longs to protect, but not all will come to him. You know, God's invitation is clear. He wants us to be close to us, right? He wants us to run to him. There's another song out there that by Gino Meldrum, all about running to the Father. I will run to you. So are you letting God draw you close, or have you been staying at a distance? You know, I'll let you decide, but I think we've all been in that position where we've kind of stayed at arm's length from the Father. Because we as humans, we only trust things in which we can see. We don't trust things, or we have a tendency to not fully trust in that which we cannot see. But, you know, there's that verse that says faith is the substance of things unseen, right? But under his wings, you can rest. The shadow of his wings is not a temporary escape. It's home, and it's a place to truly rest. And in Psalm 63, verse 7, it says, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. There it is again. You know, that's a strange pairing, isn't it? Shadow and rejoice. It's kind of like a form of antithesis. But in God's shadow, here's the kicker. In God's shadow, we aren't lost. We're protected. We're not in darkness. We're in cover. And that, I would say, is a huge reason to rejoice. Okay. One last image. And it's in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Okay. This is an incredible verse, and I know you all know it. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary, and they shall run and not faint. You know, what I love about this verse is that it's calling on the heart of the believer to trust that God will rise us up with wings as eagles. Because there comes a point where we don't just hide under his wings. We will begin to soar with him, not in our own strength, but in his. Because there's the promise, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. God is going to rise us up with wings as eagles. And obviously, you know, this is kind of a figure of speech, but you get the picture. So, you know, that anxiety you felt on takeoff, it fades as you realize you're not the pilot. He is. Okay, so I wanted you all to sit with this truth tonight. You are under the shadow of the Father's wings. And now just let it sink in for just a moment here. Let every flight of fear be steadied by the reminder that the one who made the heavens carries you in his arms. And I'm going to close out here in Psalm 121, verse 5. And that says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Amen? All right, I'm going to pray, and we'll see what else God has in store for us, okay? So, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for just the reality that we live as born-again ones, Father. We thank you for allowing us to rest and really take refuge under your wings, under your protection. And we just give you all the praise and the glory, Father. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.